Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russia and Israel are on a collision course in Syria. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There is a report out of the Middle East that the Israeli Defense Force and the Russian Army are on a collision course in Syria. Now, we know about the shooting down of the Russian aircraft. What about the fact that Russia is saying, don't let it happen again, and Israel saying, we're going to defend ourselves? I mean, that does look like problems ahead.
This story has developed substantially since we spoke about it last week, Jimmy. The Russians have put out a formal report that diametrically opposed what the Israelis have said, what the IDF said. The Israelis said notably that their F-16s were already back in Israeli airspace when the shootdown of the Russian plane over Syria by Syrian air defense missiles took place in a different part of Syria than what they had told the Russians about when they gave them a one-minute warning before the attack over their deconfliction line. This is where they try to make sure that this kind of incident doesn't happen. So the Russians are accusing Israel of bad faith, misleading information, and negligence, and that could have some serious consequences. Now, the other thing that happened this week on this story, it's tremendously significant because it is a concrete fact on the ground, is that the Russians moved this Krasuka 4 electronic warfare system into Syria. This is a pretty sophisticated jamming device that can intercept and jam satellites, including satellites used for guidance that Israel uses for guidance. It can neutralize and jam radar, Israel's radar. It can do all kinds of horrible things, essentially ground the Israeli Air Force over Syria, or even make those Israeli planes, if they do come over Syria, make them vulnerable to shoot down, either by the Syrian air defense network or by the Russians. So this is a concrete retaliatory measure that the Russians have taken, which is very serious and very real.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind the headline that Russia and Israel are on a collision course in Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken's report may be a bit premature, but it will happen. Russia and Israel will have a confrontation in the Middle East. That's Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. In fact, Syria will be the first Middle Eastern nation to attack the Jewish state. This coalition of Islamic nations will try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, that her name be forgotten forever. That's Psalm 83 and verse 4. This alignment of nations will be led by Russia. That's found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. Israel is indeed on a collision course with Russia. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...